your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And that's freetalklive.com. We start things out here by going straight to your phone calls. We go to the amp line, unscreened. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's Brian in Colorado.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
What's on your mind tonight?
How you doing, guys? Today, I made... I'm just getting over a cold here. I made some herbal lollipops.
Herbal lollipops. Tell me about these.
Well, it's basically a lollipop, you know, sugar and everything. And it's got, you know, some kind of herb, whatever herb you got hanging around.
Okay.
And so you get the essence of that herb.
How'd that go?
It went pretty well. There's actually a couple of ways to do this. And I did it with I made a tincture, an herbal tincture.
So they're alcoholic herbal lollipops.
Hopefully not. I tried to boil out all the alcohol.
Okay.
But this tincture took about a month and a half. You just, you know, throw about a half ounce of herbs in a fifth of Everclear, you know, high alcohol stuff. And then just kind of let it soak there every, you know, a couple times a day, maybe every day. You just kind of shake it up. And then I used honey instead of sugar. A lot of times to make, you know, hard candy, you use sugar and just a little bit of water.
Mm-hmm.
And you heat it up to, I think, 350 degrees or something like that.
Okay.
Don't ask me. Okay.
You're the one making these tincture lollipops here.
So then I, you know, the first time I tried to boil off the alcohol...
Uh-huh.
I did it over on a gas stove.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that.
Okay. What happened?
Well, the gas, I guess, is a little bit heavier than air, and it goes down and ignites with the propane. You know,
oh, my.
Stove.
Sounds like an adventure in lollipops.
Well, I heated up with a crock pot just to burn off the alcohol, and then add the honey.
Crock pots sound safer.
Yeah.
Like not it. That I would have known. If you would have asked me how to do this, I certainly wouldn't have had the advice that you just came up with.
Well, you learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
Well, so, I've never made candy before. I mean, you know, this gave me an incentive to make a little candy.
Yeah, right on. I'm glad it turned out all right for you. What else was on your mind tonight? Anything?
Well, actually, there was something that I was thinking about. Something for Mark.
Yeah?
When I was, just out of college, I guess, I heard a Chinese philosophy. Or a Chinese proverb, and it goes something like this: It says, "A man is not a man until he's done three things."
Okay.
Wrote a book, raised a boy to manhood, and built a house.
Okay.
And I really didn't know what that meant until several years later. But what I think that is because, you know, it's okay. So you can't raise a girl. You know, you have to build a house. Can you build a shed? You know, can you build a commercial building or something? And, you know, what is a book? Well, if you think about it, these three things represent three essences of a person.
Okay.
You got the book, which is your mind. You got the house, which is your physical labor. You build this thing. And then you got your DNA. If you do these three things, you will live forever.
Makes sense.
That's the idea. Because you build a house, you die, somebody can still take advantage of what you did with your hands.
Right. They can live in it.
You write a book, you die. You know, people can still learn from you even after you're dead. Of course, the DNA thing.
Yeah.
So then doing this radio show would count as
writing
a house, but writing a book. Then
I think it would be writing a book, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good, because I certainly don't want to write. I have.
And I don't want to have kids.
I've thought many, many times about writing a book. But, you know, it just seems so awful to me. Writing email is awful. I just don't enjoy the process of writing. I do truly enjoy my job as a radio talk show host.
Well, why would you want to do a book? Is it just because that's what you think radio talk show hosts are supposed to do, is throw a book out there every couple of years?
Yeah.
I see.
And
I've written a few books, and they're the easiest thing in the world to start. Everybody's got 10 ideas for a book.
Sure.
But it is the hardest thing in the world to finish. There's just a million things you want to do rather than just, you know, get back and tie up all the loose ends of this book.
Very good, Brian. Thank you for the advice and the interesting conversation tonight. I appreciate the call. 800-259-9231.
That building a house thing, that might have been true when you built your own house, but now when you have to ask, you go through contractors. I'll tell you, the contracting process was disappointing at best. That if it wasn't for the Free State Project members here that were helping me build this house, and largely they have done most of the work,
They've been paid for it.
Very, very. Yeah. I don't want to make it seem like they were entirely volunteering, but the rates at which they've been paid are darn close to volunteering.
Wait, yeah, they're way below market rate.
Yeah, well below. And so, you know, between the contractors and the town, I really haven't enjoyed the process of building. I will really enjoy moving into the house next week, though.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Here is the latest, by the way, on the MySpace case. One of our callers brought this up earlier this week, but now we've got the story from ABC News where you heard that the mother of a teenager who committed suicide after becoming the target of an online hoax has apparently said she thinks the woman charged with perpetrating the hoax deserves life in prison.
I'm sure she's really, really upset. And when it comes to these circumstances, I don't think the victim is the best person to decide what justice is. You know, this is a person that's felt a great loss in her life, and she can't look at the situation realistically. Mm-hmm. To her, this woman killed her daughter. In reality, her daughter her daughter killed herself. Who's to say that this girl that killed herself over an internet boyfriend whom she had never met, who's to say that she wouldn't have killed herself over the next silly little thing that came along?
That's a great point. And I think that the major issue here is that this case and the direction it's going in, which is that if you do something that hurts somebody's feelings, you could go to federal prison. That's the direction this is going in, as far as if the federal government wins this case and this woman gets sentenced for her alleged crimes, which we'll tell you about in a moment here, that's going to set some very disturbing precedent. And it all has to do with the idea that you aren't responsible for your actions, that other people are responsible for your actions, that because of what you choose to do, because of how you react to someone's actions and someone's choices and the words that they say, that's not a factor. It doesn't matter how you react. It's all because of what they said. Your actions can be completely blamed upon the actions of another person. Your decisions can be pawned off on the actions and choices of another. And that's really disturbing to me.
Well, this woman didn't say something the equivalent of good morning, Susie, to this little girl. I mean, she did go out. It would appear, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, it's difficult to say who did it, whether it was the daughter or the mother, but it would appear as though it was one of those two. It would appear as though she went out to, you know, sort of torture the girl a little, to teach her a lesson for being mean to her daughter, or it was the daughter or something like that. So,
I don't think torture is the right word. This doesn't involve any bodily harm. If she had mental anguish, it was brought. If she was mentally anguished, it was brought on by herself by continuing to participate in the process of sending emails to someone she didn't know over the internet. This whole idea that this woman can even be charged with anything at all suggests that people are not responsible for their own actions. Let's get into the story. Tina Meyer said on Good Morning America, she deserves the life sentence that our family has been given. She was referring to neighbor Lori Drew, who was indicted Thursday for her alleged role in creating a fake MySpace page in the name of Josh Evans. She reportedly used the page to contact Meyer's 13-year-old daughter, Megan. Megan Meyer committed suicide in October of 2006, and her parents have said their daughter's death was the result of the rapid decline of her online relationship with Josh, whom she believed to be a 16-year-old boy who first flattered the self-conscious girl and then later taunted her. Drew faces a maximum prison sentence of 20 years. Tina Meyer said, I hope she'll face the maximum 20
years. So is she in jail now, just out of curiosity?
No, not yet. It's going to trial. She's been charged at this point.
But you can be in jail before you're,
Well, then maybe she is. We'll get to that here in moments. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The little girl kills herself because of an internet message the person who wrote the message is responsible for that? That's what this case is about to set as far as precedent is concerned. This is Free Talk Live. Take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Those features, by the way, include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, download them free right there on the front page of the site. at freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. You can incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. You get it done very quickly. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. You use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. The mother of the 13-year-old girl that allegedly killed herself over being upset because her internet boyfriend that she'd never met broke up with her, said mean things to her online. The mother says that 20 years is not enough for the hoaxers, because apparently it was the mother of another one of the teenage girl's former friends that was perpetrating the hoax.
Which
she's now
by the
charge.
Way, I think is disgusting. I mean, I think that this woman acting like a boy on the internet in order
to get
back.
Oh, it's pretty lame, yeah.
To get back at her daughter's friend.
But it's not a criminal act.
No, I agree. It's gross, but at the same time, it doesn't justify jail.
When we say on this show, and I say it often, as far as what liberty is, it's you know, the freedom to do as you want as long as you don't harm somebody else, you know, don't infringe upon their freedom, their property. Well, harm does not include hurting your feelings. Harm includes like real damage that's calculable.
Right. This little girl made her decisions, good or bad, whatever. She made them herself. And, you know, therefore, she's responsible, and her family has to deal with it. I'm sorry.
But according to this case, if it is successful in favor of the federal government, because the federal government is pressing charges here, we'll explain that here in a moment.
I don't think you can.
But, according to this case, though, if in favor of the federal government, then this will mean that anybody online who has ever sent a message that was less than honest could possibly face federal charges.
What if it is honest and a person kills themselves?
That's another good point, yeah. How far will they go with this? Well, anyway, the mother
You're
says...
You're a bad person. Jesus. You know, what if she had portrayed herself on there and said mean things and the little girl killed herself?
Right, sure, that's a great... Yeah, so basically you can't hurt anybody's feelings anymore in America. That's what it's coming down to. And the mother in this case says, 20 years is unfortunately not enough for her. She played a ridiculous game with my daughter's life. Well, no, she was just playing with your daughter. Your daughter took her own life. I don't think that anybody could ever be responsible for suicide besides the individual who decided to do it. Megan, hang yourself.
I mean, what if people kill themselves over broken up relationships? I mean, can I be responsible for some girl that just not that into her anymore, so I decide to break up. And, you know, she asks me, but why? And I tell her, You're kind of ugly and your feet stink. Am I responsible for her killing herself?
I don't think so, but that's the direction this is going. Megan hanged herself an hour after Josh said he no longer wanted to be her friend and told her the world would be a better place without her, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles, where Ms. Drew was indicted.
How many times have boys and girls said things like that to each other and then gotten back together? You know,
I don't know. I mean, lots
to me. This just shows a little girl who couldn't handle the. I mean, I'm very interested. The mother said she used to keep an eye on her on the computer and stuff like that. I don't know whether that is true or not, but this is just bizarre to me.
Well, no, I don't know if it's that bizarre, because it seems to be the inevitable result of the direction this country has been going for a long time. When we had Julia on the show last week, we were talking about sort of the rounding off of the corners on the toys and the wussification of America. And so this is just the next step down that path. Oh, we've got to protect our children from being picked on and not having to hear things that they don't want to hear. We should be able to have our children grow up in a fluffy little environment with little white clouds and pink bows on everything, and nothing should ever hurt their feelings. And if you hurt their feelings, you're going to jail for 20 years. That's what's happening in this case. I hope it gets laughed out of court, but doesn't seem likely, knowing the federal government.
The federal government's not bringing a case so they can get laughed out of court.
That's right. Drew, who's 49, knew the Myers and lived down the street from them in Missouri for years. She was charged with one count of conspiracy and three counts of accessing protected computers without authorization to obtain information to inflict emotional distress on Megan.
It's bizarre. Where did this charge
access,
come from?
I'm going to read that again. Accessing protected computers without authorization to obtain information to inflict emotional distress on Megan. According to U.S. Attorney Thomas O'Brien, he said in a written statement, this adult woman allegedly used the internet to target a young teenage girl with horrendous ramifications. Well, there are people every day on the internet that pretend as though they're someone else.
Mm.
Some of them are playing with the heads. They're playing head games with other people. That's their thing. But the ramifications didn't have anything to do with the email that was sent. The ramifications, that is, the little girl killed herself, the ramifications have to do with whatever craziness was going on in her head. Whatever madness had told her that, oh, Josh is a 16-year-old hunk. Look at these pictures on his MySpace profile. I could be with him someday. Oh, no, he's broken up with me. My world has ended. Everything is crushed. That's it. I have nothing else to live for. I'm killing myself. That's all her fault. And she made all those choices.
I don't know how the little girl killed herself. Hanging, isn't that
hanging.
Right? It doesn't. And by the way, we had been told that women don't hang themselves. Obviously, it can't entirely be true, but it does seem odd. What if she was just going to pretend to hang herself and then slipped?
A choking game or something like that?
Well, I just, you know, how many people have thought about committing suicide, been up there with a rope around their neck or whatever the situation was?
Well, if you back down at the last moment and then slip, then you're pretty much suicidal, so you're talking about a difference of degrees.
Just wondering.
Well, Drew's family said in a statement released by their attorney that we're deeply saddened to hear of return of federal charges against Lori Drew. The attorneys in Los Angeles have taken a tragic case and added to that tragedy by their unfounded indictment. We look forward to the truth coming out in court. After the truth is presented, we're confident that Lori will be cleared of all charges. At least we can hope. The indictment comes months after local prosecutors in Missouri declined to charge Drew, saying no laws have been broken. So the local bureaucrats at least made a sensible decision. They could have taken the politically correct, you know, the politically popular position and ginned up some charges to slap her with.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can always pull something out of it.
There are enough laws out there that they can make something up.
But they didn't. They let it slide, and so then they brought in the FBI. Tina Meyer said she'd also contacted the local office of the FBI, but they said they could find no laws had been broken. Former prosecutors called the L.A. indictment unusual. A former federal prosecutor who teaches at Loyola in Los Angeles said, this is a groundbreaking case. It opens up a whole new world of federal charges when people commit hostile acts on the internet. Oh, you better believe this is going to open up a huge, disturbing, anti-free speech world where people are going to be so frightened to say things on the internet.
The feds hate the internet.
You're right, and this is going to give them yet another excuse to nose in and interfere and destroy more freedom. How about that? 800-259-9231. I want to hear how you feel on this case. Should this lady be facing any charges, or should we just leave it up to the marketplace to punish her on its own?
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800- 800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And again, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, and they include the wiki. You can get interactive with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, freedom engineer. The anarcho-capitalist adventure series continues at freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. As we continue the story here about a 49-year-old woman that is facing 20 years in prison. Why? Who did she hurt, you ask? If you're just tuning in, what did she do? What could she possibly have done to deserve 20 years in prison? Well, turns out she sent a couple MySpace messages. Yeah, that's it. That's what she did. She sent some MySpace messages to a 13-year-old girl. 13-year-old girl got very upset because the lady was posing as a 16-year-old boy on MySpace, as many people do on the internet. They pose as someone they're not. And she was upset, allegedly, over being broken up with by this alleged 16-year-old boy, so she went and hung herself. And so because someone made a decision about their own life, now this other lady is being punished. Because apparently in the America we live in today, individuals are no longer responsible for their own actions, as long as they have someone else that they can blame it on. We hear it all the time. Sometimes we, you know, sometimes we'll say it in our speech. You and I, we may say it in our speech like, well, you made me feel this way. No. No, I didn't. I'm doing what I'm doing, and you chose how to feel about it. I can't make you, even if you get really, really angry, or you get really, really happy, or whatever it is, the emotion it is that you're feeling inside you, as a result of what you heard me or somebody else say,
You cannot say, I made you do that. I didn't. I didn't make you do anything. I can't make you do anything.
Well, and I think that there's certainly a correlation between the actions of your significant other, people that are important to you in your life, and your feelings. That's absolutely true. But what decisions you make after those, they make you feel those feelings, or you feel those feelings because of what they've done or whatever, those are your choices. So,
and it's your choice to feel how you feel.
This woman is no more guilty of murder than she would be if the girl went out and robbed a liquor store afterward than she would be of accessory to robbery.
Now, she is guilty of being trashy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She's guilty of being uncouth. She's pretty lame. I mean, get a life, lady. You're spending your time messing with 13-year-old girls on the internet.
Yeah,
so
classy.
I don't defend what she did, but I do defend her right to be trashy, and I do defend her right to be uncouth. Okay? So let me continue here with the story from ABC News talking about how the mother of the girl that killed herself says 20 years isn't enough. She wants a life sentence. According to the story here, this is a groundbreaking case, said a former federal prosecutor. Opens up a whole new world of federal charges when people commit hostile acts on the internet. Perry Aftab, a cyber law expert, said on Good Morning America that the case was an important start for protecting children online. This is the foot in the door, right?
Yeah, they love this crap.
It's always the children. It's the children here where this girl killed herself, or it's the children with child porn. These are the two ways they're going to push in and regulate the internet. They're not even bothering with, like, terrorism. Right.
They really could care less about this little girl. The feds hate the internet. The bigger the government organization, the more they hate the internet. Because the internet is free,
sure.
It's uncontrolled, and they just don't, and it's untaxed.
And there's money changing hands, and that's what they hate the most. Other legal experts questioned the prosecution went too far. Joseph DeMarco, former federal prosecutor who handled cybercrime cases, said he was surprised by the charges, which are based in part on the fact that Ms. Drew allegedly violated MySpace's terms of service in order to inflict emotional distress
right.
on Meyer.
So that's a civil issue. That's not a criminal issue.
Right. If you violate MySpace's terms of service, you don't go to prison. If you violate terms of service on the Free Talk Live BBS, then we will just suspend your account.
Right.
We'll ban you. That's that. That's where it should end. He says this seems to me to be pushing the limits of what traditional law enforcement should be. You don't normally send people to federal prison for annoying, bullying, or obnoxious conduct. He said you're talking about using a computer service to harass and abuse some other people, and that you should not be allowed to. That you should not be allowed to do. But it's a slippery slope. What about someone just teasing someone? What about the guy who pretends to love someone? What about it? Because if this case goes through...
What about in the real world if you pretend to love someone? I love you, baby.
Well,
you know,
then
whatever.
The feds couldn't get involved, see? Because this is the internet, there's data going across state
lines. I don't care what the government organization is, whether it's a state or local or federal government that's doing it. It's wrong. It wouldn't be right if the state went after him. It wouldn't, and it's not right if the local organization goes after him. It's not right when the feds do.
Let's go to your phone calls. Dave's on the line in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
I'm going to disagree. I agree with you on most things, but I'm going to disagree with you.
What do you mean?
What's that?
Well, there are certain things called fighting words.
Okay.
And you can't say them. If you call a cop the P word, you could get arrested.
Well, that's because the cops are using their power. I mean, your freedom of speech should allow you to be able to call anybody any, you know, name like that. Now, I agree with you. There are fighting words, but this little girl didn't go out and fight. She went and did something silly to herself, you know? And I'm not saying that fighting words justifies bad behavior. I'm just saying that you take your chances. If you you walk up to a really big black guy and call him the N-word, maybe he's going to pound your head in.
Yeah.
And maybe he should. Maybe I won't feel bad if he did.
Mm.
Yeah. But I'm agreeing with you on most everything.
So you think this woman should be going to prison, Dave?
I got to do more research into that.
Yeah, look into that, because I don't think it's right. I mean, again, it's tacky what she did, but the girl in this case chose to kill herself. She can't. No one else could possibly be responsible for suicide beyond the individual, don't you think, Dave?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling. Thank you, sir. Do some research. 800-259.
Words do hurt. I don't want to say they don't. And this, I'm sure that this, it's not fair. It's not nice. It's not good. I think this woman, however, should get her punishment in the public arena, and she has largely. But people all over America know who she is or what she did. I don't know what she looks like, honestly, and I don't know her name off the top of my head, but. You know, people do, especially people in her local area. That's where she's got to live or move. Moving costs money.
The extent of Drew's involvement in the hoax has been in dispute. According to a 2006 report from the police, she told them that she and an 18-year-old employee named Ashley Grills created the fake profile so Drew could monitor what Megan was saying about Drew's daughter. Drew since denied creating and monitoring the profile, saying she only learned of the cruel messages that were being sent to Meyer after the 13-year-old took her own life. Local prosecutor Jack Banus has said the police report overstated Drew's involvement. He declined to file charges, saying no state law had been broken. It's pathetic, Meyer told ABC News at the time. It's pathetic that we as society do not have laws to protect our children or to protect us in general from somebody being able to hide behind a computer and do these despicable things. So,
can you protect... quote-unquote, protect society with laws against people saying cruel things.
Well, if she had her druthers, someone said something mean, they'd go into a jail cell. There are, you do understand, Mark, that there are countries in this world where saying mean things about certain people that fit into groups is a crime. I believe France is one of them. I believe even Canada is one of them. So it's not unheard of for governments to have laws like this, or statutes. I guess would be the more appropriate term.
And then you're talking about really arbitrary enforcement, because how can they possibly be there when 99 cases out of 100, how can they be there to enforce their rules? Well, he said something bad about me. No, I didn't. Where's the case go?
Yeah, and how much work are the cops going to do in this case? I mean, for instance, if you, on the Internet, there are certain anonymizing services. So if you were to create an anonymous account pretending to be someone with an anonymous email address done through a proxy server and they had no way to trace you, how much effort are the police going to put into actually investigating these so-called crimes as they come up in the future, presuming this case is successful for the federal government? 1-800-259-9231. How many people will send complaints in about their kids' feelings getting hurt? Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, Rocket trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Tickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board with the program. It'll cost you all the $3 a month, and it's voluntary, okay? You can enjoy the website without becoming an amplifier. All the features are free. But you do get access to a few perks as an amplifier that no one else does, like the amp-only call-in line, chat room, and forum. Actually, amp-only toll-free call-in lines, by the way. All of that is included as part of the perquisites of becoming an amplifier, part of the perks. And the purpose of becoming an amplifier mainly is to help Free Talk Live out, get us on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board with the show, and thereby more people being exposed to the message of freedom and liberty. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, join the program. All right, we're still talking about the Meghan Meyer case. You might have heard about this in the past. 13-year-old girl took her own life after being so distraught over her alleged 16-year-old boyfriend online breaking up with her and saying mean things to her. Turns out the 16-year-old wasn't actually a 16-year-old at all, but in fact a 49-year-old woman, allegedly. She denies that it was actually her sending the messages. But the point here is she's now being charged in federal court with conspiracy and some sort of wire fraud related. It wasn't even called wire fraud, the actual... It was called, here's the crime, three counts of accessing protected computers without authorization to obtain information to inflict emotional distress on Meghan. And you were going to say something, Mark, so go ahead, jump in there.
Well, I was just, you know, I think that what this woman did, if she did it, and it's, you know, it would still need to be proven, it is despicable. Posing as a young boy on the internet to you know, harass this girl because she didn't like what she had said to her daughter. It's low. It's lame. It's disgusting. I don't think that the government, whether you know any sort of government, should be involved in it. And I don't. I think that issues of mental harm, and I do think that you can. You know, I think that as Dave said, that there are such things as fighting words. Mm-hmm. That there's that you can say things that will cause people to do rash stuff. And that those are mitigating circumstances. I think that if somebody decides to come and beat me up on the street, that perhaps, I should get more in compensation than if I was screaming horrible epithets at them, and then they decided to come beat me up. You understand? Like,
sure.
Mitigating circumstances in the situation. And I think maybe what we're talking about here is a situation where the old-time duel might be, as far as I'm concerned, consenting adults can get involved in whatever they want, and that includes dueling.
How about you?
Yes. You, madam, are not worth the skin you inhabit. meet me on the field of honor. And you know, the two mothers could shoot it out or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. But, you know, I...
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's going to bring the little girl back.
Nope.
I think that this woman is best punished through the media.
Which is what's been happening.
About it. We've been doing it.
Yeah, it's been happening, and her neighbors have shunned her, and she's been shut off from social circles, no doubt. But apparently, that's not good enough. We got to all now pay to put her in a jail cell so we can pay to feed this woman for the rest of her next 20 years. I mean, that's what they're proposing happened here. Now, here's my question. What if it had been a 16-year-old boy named Josh? Because she was posing as a 16-year-old, and she wasn't. And she wrote mean things to this 13-year-old girl, and the girl allegedly killed herself over it. What if it really was a 16-year-old who wrote mean things to the 13-year-old?
Sure gets done every day here in America.
Would he avoid the charges because he's under 18?
He was telling the truth?
Well, because he's under 18? There's no charge here about lying.
Right. That's weird. I don't know. Now I've got a hypothetical here for you, Ian. Mm. Are you familiar with the Veergold system, Veergild system?
I don't think so.
This is some kind of ancient Norse system where essentially everybody had some kind of value in gold.
Okay.
Noblemen had more value than slaves. Bakers had more than, children. And,
got it.
Old people had less than kids, which is, whatever. Everybody had sort of a value in gold. And you could sort of, if somebody was responsible for the death of someone else, you could get gold out of that person for the death they'd caused.
Okay.
Do you think that this woman would be responsible if you could have if you could have a justice system where people were only punished by paying compensation, that kind of thing? Would you require any kind of compensation from this woman?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. Look, it's a voluntary choice for her to be on the MySpace and instant messaging people. Look, this next paragraph here, Megan suffered from low self-esteem and battled depression since the third grade. This girl was on a downward spiral.
So her Veergold would be less just because, she had some mental problems.
Well, it was very clear she had problems before this particular incident. Look, if you as a parent neglect your responsibility to help your kids understand how to safely interact on the Internet, then... there's no responsibility for anyone else out there. You need to tell your kids
wait.
This is anybody can say anything here. This is the Internet.
Hold on. The woman, the mother, the other mother, and I don't know her name either. You had read it, and I can't remember what the last
one
was.
Whose
the
daughter
died. Yeah,
Meyer, Ms. Meyer.
Now Meyer, Tina according Meyer. To what I've seen on television, has done a pretty good job of mothering this little girl, and was watching her internet usage and watching her talk to this young boy, and sort of tempered her, emotions about him. He's like, well, we don't know what's going on here, just take it easy.
But she took her own life anyway.
Well, the little girl did, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else she could have done. Would you tell your children that they can't talk, they just can't talk to people on the internet? That's not going to work out. The little girl made a bad decision. She could have made a bad decision any time in her life. We all can make bad. I could walk out and close my eyes and try to cross the street, get hit by a bus.
Right.
Is anybody responsible for that? I don't think so.
It says here, when Josh requested to be Megan's friend, at first her mother was wary. She had a new friend request, and she looked at it, and it was a picture of a really good-looking boy. She looked at me and said, oh my gosh, Mom, he's so hot. And I said, do you know who he is? And she said, no. And then I said, well, I don't think you should add him. So you're right. There you go, Mark. She did give good advice to Megan, but Megan went ahead and did it anyway, and what can you do? She made her choice. And then she made another choice to take her own life. It should have ended there.
And I think that this would be a good instance for Megan to have learned something. She was 13, is that right?
That's right.
I mean, she's just getting into the world of interpersonal relationships, just starting. And
obviously, she couldn't hack it.
That some of the first ones can be painful because you hadn't experienced things like that.
But most people don't kill themselves
right,
over it.
And they don't. And
as far as I'm concerned, this is Darwin at work.
Right. This is right. Well, oh God, I would hate to go that far, but I can't disagree too much. It's obvious. She had depression problems. She said she had depression problems. She said she had self-esteem problems. Well, you know, I'm sorry, but she was going to deal with some kind of situation like this at some point in her life. This was an opportunity for her to learn. And sometimes, you know, some of those hard lessons in life, you know, it's just bad.
As far as I'm concerned, if your kid has self-esteem problems, you should look no further than yourself.
Oh, well, I don't think that's true.
Oh, you think that it's just
not
built
necessarily.
In that all kids have self-esteem problems simply because they're kids?
I think there's a nature and a nurture aspect to it.
Yeah, I think it's mostly nurture.
Well,
and that
I think
parents
that
aren't.
I think you're stepping
their,
out of the purview of if, your role as a talk
if
show.
If parents
host.
Aren't inculcating their kids with correct values, then who's going to be surprised when they go down that self-depression, you know, that depression road? Let's go to your phone calls. Brad in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brad. Brad in New Hampshire going once. Brad in New Hampshire
hey,
going. Hello there.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Listen, something that I see happening that's becoming very prevalent, whenever there's a tragic situation, it seems like the government feels like there has to be criminal charges. And this is just really ridiculous, because there's a lot of things that happen in life, such as, you know, there are fatal car accidents, and there are cases where young girls kill themselves, which these are tragic situations, but it does not rise to anywhere close to being needed to be addressed by the criminal laws. And the only person responsible for this girl's death is this girl.
Mm.
Absolutely.
It's her life, and she chose to end it, and it's terrible, it's sad, and I think this woman who, you know, who sent all these crazy messages, I think she's a little bit loony, but, you know, she didn't sit there and, you know, hand the girl a gun to kill herself.
Nope. And even if she did hand the girl a gun to kill herself, would that be her fault?
No, she still wouldn't be responsible.
Well, I can tell you, under laws in New Hampshire, she would be held responsible for that, and it
really?
Would be it'd be a Class B felony. She could go to state prison for 7 years. Another reason I was calling, and I just sort of came up with that other thing listening to you guys, I wanted to correct Dave from Ohio. The fighting words is a term that's used in the disorderly conduct law. And as you guys know, the disorderly conduct law, I mean, you can basically charge a ham sandwich for disorderly conduct. The term fighting words is used in the disorderly conduct statute, but according to Supreme Court precedent, fighting words directed at the police.
Oh, hold on to that. We'll find out more about fighting words here in moments if you can hang on through the news, Brad. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.